Welcome to Locked On Warriors, your podcast on all things Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat reporter for the Mercury News. Today's show is brought to you by Rock Auto. Go to rockauto.com to get all the parts you need for your car or truck at a reliably low price. I'm joined now by Charles T. Hamilton for another edition of our TPE Target series. This week, we're looking at Heat center Kelly Olynyk, a floor spacing big who has fallen out of the rotation in Miami at times, but could be the floor spacer Steve Kerr has been looking for. The Warriors have been looking to add a center who can stretch the floor, but experiments like Omari Spellman and Dragon Bender didn't work out. Charles, do you think Olynyk could be the answer?
You know, this one's kind of nuanced because, yes, I do think he could be the answer. Do I think he will be? Probably not, because of cash situations. He does fit within that TPE. Let's just talk about the player first. He's, you know, 7-footer, not a bulky 7-footer. I think they have him at like 240. Can do some of the classic center things you want. I mean, not great, but you also have to factor in a guy playing with guys like Draymond and Clay out there that, you know, maybe they can get a little more out of him defensively. Not that he'll be all league or anything, but I mean, you remember they were able to play solid defense with Zaza. Like, they didn't need Zaza to be an all league defender. They just needed him to be in the right place at the right time. So could he do that? Possibly. But you mentioned it. And I mean, the main reason they would go after a guy like Olynyk is his 3-point shooting. You talked about him falling out of the rotation at times. He's having his best year from three, at least percentage wise, 43%, before the season is restarted. So we'll see, you know, if he's in and out of the rotation during this new run that they're having. But 43% throughout 59 games, started 6 of them. And, you know, you can talk about some of the other things. He's not the greatest athlete, but at 7 feet, you know, he can catch an alley-oop here and there and finish around the rim when not a lot of traffic. But again, it's the 3-point shooting, and it would be, especially a guy who, yes, 43% is his career high, but he shot 40% once before in his career, and is 37.5% throughout his entire career. So a guy that can shoot like that on the floor with guys like Steph, Clay, and Draymond would be a big piece.
Yeah,
for this team. And, you know, I think he would fit great, honestly. The player would fit great.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the money a little bit later on, but just to kind of expand on the player stuff, you mentioned the 3-point shooting there. We know that Steve Kerr has been looking for a floor spacer. I mentioned Omari Spellman and the Dragon Bender experiments. And Steve would often talk about what having a guy like Mo Spates would do for these Warriors lineups early in Steve Kerr's tenure. But I think there's a little bit of revisionist history with Maurice Spates. He never averaged more than 1 3-point attempts per game. He was more of a mid-range guy. And so Olynyk, if he were added to the Warriors, would be by far the most prolific 3-point shooter that they've ever had under Steve Kerr. I mentioned Spellman there. Spates, he shot 38.7% from three, but again, that was on fewer than 1 3-point attempt per game in his best season in Golden State. Olynyk is a guy who regularly half his shots come from beyond the arc, 3-4 shots per game. And you met, like, he's a guy who's approaching 38% in the high 30 percentages for his career. He is a good 3-point shooter, great in pick and pop situations, but he's not limited to that either. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, played point guard in high school, and so he's got really advanced ball skills for a 7-footer. He regularly attacks closeouts when that 3-point shot is falling. He is a really adept cutter off the ball, and he's a really great passer. He's averaged basically 2 assists per game for his entire career. And I think all that goes hand in hand with just, you know, not only playing point guard in high school, but just the ball skills, the basketball feel that comes with that. I'm really impressed with him from a basketball feel standpoint. The issues are he isn't, in Miami at least, the issues have been he hasn't always been forceful in getting his own shot. He hasn't been as productive as you would like at that position. And defensively, there were concerns there just from a lineup standpoint. But you think about Olynyk, he couldn't play with Hassan Whiteside, even though he had the ability to place the spore, to space the floor. He just wasn't mobile enough defensively. And then with Bam Adebayo, it's not the same thing, but Bam is such a great versatile player that you don't really need the versatility that Olynyk has. And Bam's able to defend forwards and centers. And I think they've liked Myers-Leonard's ability defensively, at least. He's a little bit bigger than Olynyk is. He's put on more weight than Olynyk. I think they like Leonard at the five there. And he also gives them the ability to space the floor with Bam, not being able to do that so much. But so Kelly Olynyk has sort of fallen out of the rotation just by default. He's been irritated with his minutes there. And it makes a lot of sense for him to maybe find a new home and for the Heat to try to move off of him. But like I said, we'll talk about that later. All of that considered, I think the fit, like you do, is almost perfect. And we're talking about the player, is almost perfect for the Warriors. And I think the frontline combination of him and Draymond Green is particularly interesting.
Definitely. And you mentioned the fact, you know, with his shooting, yeah, he has defensive limitations. But you could also see him on the floor with potentially Marquese Chriss. You know, it allows Steve Kerr to be a little more creative. Yes, it would most likely be him and Draymond most of the time, but it would allow Steve Kerr to mess with his lineups a little bit and not have zero floor spacing out there. I mean, I say it just about every show, you know, how much I love three-point shooting, and mm-hmm. to get it from any position is a plus, especially the five. And you mentioned his shot selection, and his three-point attempt rate has gone up every single year since he came into the league. This year, he's at 58%. So for those who don't know, three-point attempt rate is the percentage of shots he takes from three. So well over half his shots are coming from three. And it's been above 50% for his last 2 years in Miami. And I think that's kind of exactly what the Warriors would want out of their stretch five. They're, you know, the one center they have that will shoot threes. And I do think it's a great fit.
Let's talk about Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of vehicle makes and models, it can be impossible to stock all of the parts you need for your car, especially now while you might not be able to visit a traditional store. So do it easily online at rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low without the markup you find at these traditional chain stores, which is great for me. I don't know the first thing about car parts. But if I do need a car part, if I need to purchase a car part, if I need to purchase anything and I don't know about it, I want to make sure I'm not getting ripped off. I know I'm not going to get ripped off here. Everybody gets the same price. So there's no wide-eyed salesperson ready to take advantage of me. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. One more thing on the fit there, and just sort of this, that I want to talk a little bit about how he would fit in with their stable of centers that they have. I want to read this quote from Steve Kerr, who said this in February before they traded Amari Spellman. I think even if we have both Looney and Chris next year, we'd probably be looking to sign another center this summer. But I like the different look. If you consider Amari Spellman a five, which I think he is, we've got a pick-and-pop guy with Amari, a lob threat with Marquise, and a switch defender and really good rebounder in Looney. That, to me, kind of outlines exactly what Steve is looking for from that position, mm-hmm. right? Is even with Spellman, they'd probably be looking to add a traditional center, and I think that that qualifies if they were to add Olynyk. But without Spellman and with the Dragon Bender thing not really working out, I think they're still looking to replace Spellman as that three-point shooter. And if you add... If you pencil in Olynyk as the three-point shooter, right, and you add him to maybe a healthy Kevon Looney and Marquese Chriss, well, with Marquise, you've got the rim runner, who's also a really good passer. He's got a nice little chemistry, a good dribble handoff game with Steph Curry. Olynyk provides a lot of that passing, so you're not losing that when he comes off the floor, but you're adding the three-point shooting. And then if Looney, again, if he's healthy, he gives you that switch defender, that rebounder. I think that's a really good group, hypothetically.
Yeah, no, I mean, he would fit in that center group, and you nailed it, and Steve Kerr has talked about it. You know, you have the rim runner, you have the switch guy, and now you need the shooter, and if that shooter can also be fill some of those traditional big roles as well, you know, then you're pretty solid at that position. He's kind of done a center by committee pretty much his entire time with the Warriors. Yeah. I guess you could say Bogut was, you know, the most consistent one, but he still had guys like Azeleon Spates behind him. So that's just how he's done it. And whether you trust Looney to be healthy or not, who knows, but they're definitely going to look to add the stretch five. And, you know, let's say that stretch five can't fill those traditional big roles, they might even look to add another one. Like,
I think Olynyk could possibly, though, because you mentioned this in regards to Zaza. He wasn't this mobile guy. He wasn't a crazy great rim protector, right? Like, his block numbers weren't through the roof.
No.
And neither are Olynyk's, but like Zaza, Olynyk knows where to be. I mean, he knows where to position himself. And so if you just keep him at center, and I mentioned them trying to play him at the four next to Hassan Whiteside just didn't work. But at the five, he was so much better. And if you play him there at the five, I think he knows just where to be. He's a legit 7 feet tall. Like, he is a big guy. So he's not maybe giving you the girth that Bogut and Zaza gave you, but he could at least be in the right spots. And then again, having Draymond there to be sort of the backbone of that defense would be incredibly beneficial for
Oakley. Yeah. And he's a smart player. Like, you could expect him to be in the right place at the right time. The only knock I'd have, that you might get from a bigger, bulkier center is just not a great rebounder, which would also fit with the Warriors because they've never been a great rebounding team. He's gotten better this year, is his highest rebound percentage in his career, or defensive rebound percentage in his career at 22%, which again isn't great, and he was only at, you know, 4.5 rebounds a game. But again, that's something that the Warriors seem to be willing to live with in their centers and just their entire team, really.
Let's talk about the money now. Olynyk has a $12.2 million player option next year. That fits easily within the $17.2 million trade exception, but you seem to have some concerns about the money.
Yeah, I just, as well as I think he fits, and I think he's a solid player too, it's just hard for me. You know, one of the reasons we don't think they'll take James Wiseman with one of their, you know, if they get a top three, top five pick, whatever it is because they wouldn't want to pay a center that kind of money. And it's hard for me to see the Warriors not wanting to pay a guy with a high ceiling who could potentially be, you know, this great player, but willing to do it for a guy who's kind of one-dimensional. Like, we're projecting some more things from Olynyk, which he would be solid. But the main thing you're getting is the three-point shooting. And the funny thing that you mentioned too is, you know, he's upset with his minutes in Miami and, you know, kind of upset with his role, which is understandable. And look, I would never advise him to do this, and I doubt he will, and I doubt anyone would, but it's a player option next year. Mm-hmm. If he is that upset and doesn't think he can be moved to a better situation, like, if he opts out, go for it immediately, whether it's minimum part of the taxpayer mid-level, go sign him. But for that kind of money, it's hard for me to imagine the Warriors doing that and paying the luxury tax. I would give it a 5% chance of happening. And that's if, you know, they, like, the scenario I could see where they'd be willing to do it is, like, let's say they swap picks with someone in the draft for a wing and, you know, still a top 10 pick, draft another wing, spend the taxpayer mid-level on a wing, and then they go with spending the money on Olynyk. Well, it's a lot of money for a guy like him.
You're right, and that's an important thing I think you hit on, is specifically the need on the perimeter. They're going to have three major resources, right? The TPE, the MLE, and the top five pick. And you're going to have to probably use two of those on perimeter players, right? And you mentioned the fact that this team hasn't routinely or historically, I guess, paid centers above that $10 million threshold. Mm-hmm. And Olynyk makes well above that. I don't think he opts out. It's something I considered. If he's really that upset, maybe he does. I just don't see it. Not in these economic times, turning down that guarantee. Like, his opt-out deadline, though, is the day after the draft and the day before free agency begins. The Warriors trader player exception expires on October 24th. So they're going to have some days in between Olynyk presumably opting in and a few days to kind of see how free agency goes. There's an opportunity cost here with Olynyk, right? If you trade for him, you're using this TPE, but you're also using a big part of your cap room, or just you're spending a ton of money on him. That's only going to be exacerbated by tax payments. A quick break here, and then we'll be back with more Locked On Warriors. But if the Warriors strike out on a guy like Marc Gasol and Serge Ibaka, right, who they're going to target with the MLE, but those they might be out of their price range. I think there are other options, too, that make sense, like Mason Plumlee. Really good, a great passer at his position, a good enough above-average rim protector, but not the three-point shooter that Olynyk is. So, yeah, while there are guys that the Warriors could get, like Ibaka and Gasol offer that three-point shooting. But if they strike out on those guys, there's really not that many options for guys who are three-point shooters who aren't, you know, well above that level of a Dragan Bender or Amari Spellman, right? Like, Olynyk does enough. I would push back against the one-dimensional thing. Like, he does enough where he could be a core part of your rotation. It's just the money is so much.
Yeah.
And like I said, they might be better off using that TPE to go find another wing. But if the free agency plays out, and, you know, a wing that they want to use the TPE on doesn't materialize, well, then maybe Olynyk becomes an option in the final days of free agency.
I think they would let Marquese Chriss start shooting threes before they would pay this amount. And it's nothing against Olynyk. I think he would be a perfect fit. It's just the money, and it's not just the $12.2 million. It's the tax implications. But again, if Bob Myers is sitting there putting together a team around Steph and Clay and Draymond and Wiggins and all that, and they look at it and say, you know, this could be a piece that gets us to the next level, then it's possible they would do it. But as far as it being, like you mentioned, the time that they have in between the start of free agency and the TPE running out, I think it would be more of a like, hey, we have this in place. We have these new pieces in place. This is like one of the last things we need. And then they would go for it. I would also say, you know, I don't think he would cost this much, but I'd rather give Myers Leonard the taxpayer mid-level than, you know, Olynyk $12.2 million. Because potentially also with Myers Leonard, you could get him for a couple years at the mid-level. Again, right. I don't think he'll cost $6 million a year, but like if you're making the choice to pay Olynyk for 1 year or potentially 2 to 3 years of Olynyk at $6 million, Myers Leonard at $6 million, I would prefer Myers Leonard. And who knows what happens with him in the Heat? They obviously like him. They'll try and keep him around. But
yeah, I was reading a recent interview with him because I was looking at him too. He seems to really like it in Miami, and he won the center spot, right? Like he's fit in there. I think he likes, you know, shotgunning beers and doing things in South Beach. So. I would be shocked if he left. And for the Heat, when we talk about the money here, and this is the last point worth making, but Miami has a lot of motivation to get this done too, because they've got a lot of free agents, not only Myers Leonard, but Goran Dragic and Jay Crowder, who they want to retain. They've got the cap space. They have about $27 million, I believe, in cap space. Mm-hmm. That might not be enough to bring them all back. But if you trade Olynyk, that creates almost $40 million in cap space for them. They might have to overpay those guys to get them on one-year deals because they want to be a player for Giannis in 2021, just like the Warriors do. So that might be beneficial to the Heat to move Olynyk into the Warriors TPE. But if you're the Warriors, that there's an obvious, you know, chess game here of, do you want to help the Heat create that sort of cap space and help them become players in that 2021 free agency? I think listeners might be like, whoa, that's way too much conspiracy theorizing for now. But we know the Warriors think ahead like that, so they might not be willing to play ball with Miami at all.
Yeah, it's not crazy to think about. It's exactly what they did with Kevin Durant. They looked towards the future to potentially have a shot at getting him, and that's what they're going to do as well with Giannis in 2021. So, I mean, it's it feels weird to talk about, but it's not crazy or anything. It's not conspiracy theory to me. It is a very real thing.
Thanks, Charles, for jumping on. Quickly before we get out of here, we've talked about Kelly Olynyk this week. We got we talked about Ricky Rubio last week, Justice Winslow the week before. I think you said Winslow barely edged out Ricky Rubio for your preferred TPE target so far. Mm-hmm. That may have changed since Justice got hurt. I don't know if you're as enthused about bringing him in, but of these three, who's your favorite?
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, you mentioned the injury, and I was going to say the same thing. That's the main concern with Justice Winslow. I would still go with Justice Winslow just because the money for Olynyk to me seems so crazy. But Again, those are the two best fits that we've done so far. But I prefer wings, and the money situation, I'd go Justice Winslow. But we saw it play out in real time. The injury concern is very real, but still Justice Winslow for me.
You said you prefer wings. We will break down a wing next week in our TPE Target Series. Thanks, Charles, for jumping on. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Please rate, review, and say nice things. Thanks to Rock Auto for sponsoring today's show. You can send comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.